BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at bcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we're so glad that you've joined us on our program today here on Crosstalk. And as we begin today's program, I'd like you to take inventory, listeners. Think in your mind as to how many Bibles you have sitting on your shelves right now. You may have Bibles that have been given to you as a child or at various points in your life, and you've got this collection. Many of them are just collecting dust, or perhaps you got a new one for Christmas and you put your old one aside. We've heard from many people through the years and who have asked this question: what can I do with my older Bibles, my used Bibles? I can't throw them away. What can I do with them? Others have indicated they have Christian materials, leftover Sunday school material, magazines from reliable Christian ministries, Christian books, and just don't know what to do with them. Well, today we're going to introduce you to a ministry that collects new and used Bibles. As a matter of fact, they're having a Bible drive going on right now. In addition, they collect Sunday school materials and homeschool textbooks, Christian books, and so much more. So why are they collecting them, and what do they do with them? Well, we invite you to stay tuned as we share the answers to these questions, as well as how you can touch a life in a very tangible way. Joining us today, we welcome Jason Wolford, the Executive Director of Mission Cry Christian Resources International. Jason, thank you so much for joining us today.
Glad to be here. Thank you so much.
For many who have never heard of Mission Cry, it's had the name of Christian Resources International. Tell us some of its background. How did this ministry come about?
Absolutely. 60 years ago, a very simple man, and I say simple man because he was a junk dealer, someone who collected paper, very, very brilliant, but a simple man in the ways that he made money in the world. And he, one day, going through some of his paper that he had recycled for money, found a Bible. And within that, he was a believer, and he was a Christian, and he couldn't, much like your listeners, and just like you talked about, didn't want to throw a Bible out. So he held on to it, and then he found more and another and another. And before too long, he had a box of Bibles that he had, and he thought, well, you know, I'm going to send this overseas because the average person can't afford a Bible there, and they have a great need. Now, this was 60 years ago, and he sent that box to Africa and then one to India. And now, over the last 60 years, we've been able to send nearly $350 million of used Bibles and Christian books to over 173 nations around the world. And that should really motivate you that are listening, because the average home has 6 to 8 Bibles sitting on its shelf, where a majority of people around the world, much like a short video or a statement that we have, it talks about 122,000 people getting saved every day around the world. But the alarming fact is that a majority of those people are attending a church where the pastor doesn't even own a Bible.
Right.
And so our mission and our goal is that we send the abundance of what we have here in the United States around the world to those for absolutely free who cannot afford one.
It's an amazing ministry, and so you have contacts in various nations then?
Yep, so for over the last 60 years, you can imagine throughout all of those 173 nations that we've sent to, we have built relationships and even really created ministries through other ministries, funding those that felt called to be an evangelist or a planner of a Bible college. We have, throughout the years, given ministries hundreds of millions of dollars of free Bibles and Christian books for their works. As a matter of fact, that's one of our main talks of our ministry, is that we've been empowering native and foreign missionaries for over 60 years, where we've been establishing Bible colleges, lending libraries, and giving those that don't have a Bible or a Christian book one of them.
Now, let's make this a little bit more personal, Jason. I'd like to know how you got involved with this ministry, because I understand you were quite engaged as a successful businessman.
Yep, absolutely. My wife and I, and now our daughter, as a couple of months ago, are Marines. We served in the Marine Corps, and after getting out of the Marine Corps, I got involved in the business world, and Rose understood the principles of living and giving and tithing and all of those things, and ended up being the vice president of two different companies in Los Angeles, California. And I got to a point where I came to Michigan for a business opportunity, and during that time I was sitting in church and felt that, you know, a calling on my life to ministry. And so I attended Bible college while I was here in Michigan, starting a franchise from the ground up. And everything seemed to be going very well until I went to full-time Bible college, and then it seemed like all hell broke loose, so to speak, in our life. And what I mean by that is, you can imagine being young Marines and growing up, we didn't have a lot financially. But my wife and I both became professionals and vice presidents of companies, and so we had made a lot of money, and then called to Bible college, and while we're franchising the new business. And as soon as I took a step of faith into going to Bible college, literally all hell broke loose. Our daughter, that was 7 months, my wife was 7 months pregnant, and they began to tell us that we needed to abort her because she was going to be born grossly disfigured and mentally ill. And then just a year after that, our daughter was diagnosed with lupus, our oldest daughter. And then 2 months later, our son at 8 years old diagnosed with a cancerous inoperable brain tumor. Hmm. And of course, as I remind people all the time, you know, things don't always go the way that we expect or pray for them to go. And that's where we got to let God be God and understand that he has a plan. But we never allow the last thing to be spoken over our children, some of them to be contrary to the word of God. And so regardless of where we were or what was happening, we always spoke the word of God over the most recent diagnosis or what doctors said at the time. And so we were going through that entire process, trusting and believing God. Then I ended up closing the business, and we had lost everything that we had financially. But there I was, now a recent graduate of Bible college. I had been offered churches because I guess I've been told I'm strong in evangelism and administration, which are good giftings for a pastor. I wasn't brave enough to pastor a church. Mm. I said I'll be an evangelist, and of course knew and found out very quickly that it's hard to make a living doing that. And so I started to get back involved in the business world and being an evangelist full time. And I think this is a great, great point in the story to tell you that while our kids were attacked and while our finances were attacked, we continued to believe God for a miracle. And our youngest daughter that I just told you that earned the title United States Marine on January 4th of this year was the girl that we were told to abort at 7 months because she was going to be born grossly disfigured.
Right.
She was born healthy. And she is beyond beautiful, literally could be a model or a singer, but chose to serve this country. Our oldest daughter was healed of lupus 5 days after being in the hospital, and 2 months later the tumor vanished out of the middle of our son's brain. Mm. And he is now at Moody Bible and on track to be a preacher of the gospel. So I just want those that are listening to remember that there's power in the spoken word. God's word doesn't return void. He said in Hebrews that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I want you to be engaged when the war comes against you to know how to fight the fight with mm-hmm. the word of God. And so from there, we had this incredible testimony. And, you know, I was an evangelist but needed to get to work to make money to provide for my family. And up till 10 years ago, I began to really feel like God wanted us in full-time ministry. And most people, they want to be in full-time ministry when they're called to ministry. I wanted to minister, but I didn't want to be in full-time ministry. And I really felt like the Lord said, you know, you need to quit working full-time and doing full-time evangelism. I want you to focus on full-time ministry. And so we had just reached a point where... you know, as I said previously, that we had lost everything financially that we had, and we just got to a point 10 years ago where, you know, doctor bills were paid and business debt was paid and all those things, and we were beginning to rebuild our life again. And I felt like the Lord had said, I want you to step out in faith for a year from October to October and just wait on me for full-time ministry. Now, you can imagine as being a Marine and a businessman that I'm a high A, high D, get it done type person. So this was a huge step of faith. I went to my wife and I said, listen, I need you to pray and fast. Here's what I think God's telling me. He wants me to quit my job. And at the time, I was making well over $100,000 a year, less than I made in California, but making a decent living. And so I expected my wife to say, no, I'm not in agreement with this, because obviously she's not a pushover as a Marine. And she came back after praying and fasting and said, I can't believe it, but yeah, I'm in agreement. I think this is what you're supposed to do. So I quit the job, and for 1 year, from October to October, just trusting and believing the Lord. And the first month came, second, third, fourth, wasn't able to make our house payment, and started to rethink, maybe, you know, I was being over spiritual, or maybe I didn't hear from God. And then a job offer came, and that job offer was for a director of a company in Little Rock, Arkansas. And I thought, well, God, maybe God just wanted to see if I would quit my job like I did and see if I was faithful. And so I went down, I interviewed, they offered me the job. I came back, and I asked my wife, I said, well, what do you think? And she said, well, either you're a lunatic that says you hear from God, or you're disobeying him. Which is it? Because you said that he called you for a year and that you were to be in full-time ministry. And so we declined that job. And a few months later, I had taken a tour of a ministry of Mission Cry Christian Resources International. And they had asked me if I would be willing to help bring the ministry into, you know, updated and help it grow. And I said, yeah, I'd be willing to help. And but, you know, I don't want to sit on a board, and I don't want to be, a part of the ministry or anything. And really fighting full-time ministry. And then a couple of months more would come, and our house went into foreclosure. And, I'm involved religiously and politically, and so I was like, Lord, what in the world is going on here? You know, people are going to think you let us down. And plus, I didn't want my name going in the paper of losing my house. And we just kept trusting and believing the Lord. And the job offer came again from the secular company, and I turned it down. And October came, 1 year to 1 year, and no full-time ministry position. And I got a call from the mortgage company that said that your house has been in foreclosure. You'll be kicked out of your house in 6 days. And I broke down crying. Sorry for those of you that are Marines that are listening, that I admitted I cried. But I broke down. I told my wife, I said, you know, you've really married a fool. I had a job. I quit it. Got offered another job. And but we just trusted the Lord. And then a few days later, the ministry of Mission Cry Christian Resources International called and said that the 7 board members at the time had heard from the Lord that I was to be the new minister and president and leader of the ministry, and would I pray about it. And so I prayed about it, and I was looking for ways I wanted to know that God was in it. And so I was looking through stuff from Bible college, and they had us write down these 2 main goals that only God could do outside of our giftings and talents. And that one of the things that I wrote down was to send God's word around the world.
Wow. We're going to take a quick break here. Jason Wolford is our guest, and friends, we're going to get into more about their ministry and how you can be involved in getting resources around the world. Back in just 1 minute, you're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation researcher with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, is there ever interbreeding between species?
Indeed there is, Chris. To illustrate this, let's talk about dogs. We know that in domestic dogs, there are many different breeds, and some of them are very different, from Great Danes to Chihuahuas, but all of them are interfertile. They're all part of the same species. The Bible tells us that God created the various kinds, and the dog kind, no doubt, included the domestic dogs. But it evidently also included the wolf and the fox and the coyote, because all of them can interbreed. Now I find that even jackals have been interbred with domestic dogs. Jackals have a very acute sense of smell, and so breeding them with huskies produced a new dog, which are good sniffer dogs for use at airports. Once again, Chris, we see that the biblical creation story is the one that makes sense, and that's the Back to Genesis truth.
This is Chris O'Brien. Thanks for tuning in.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Certainly a powerful testimony that has brought Jason Wolford into the position of Executive Director of Mission Cry Christian Resources International, and it's a ministry that is actively engaged in the collection of Christian materials with an emphasis here on Bibles and getting them around the world. Jason, let's get into the process. How does it work? What goes on there at your organization?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, just as we were finishing in the last break there, that God had brought us through really only miraculous events to the ministry. And since then, he has restored, he has blessed, and he has been so faithful. And so for those of you that were listening to that testimony, I want you to know that God did show up. And what was lost in the natural, he has truly blessed and restored greater than what we could have in the secular world by his faithfulness. And, you know, so how the ministry works is there's people that are listening on this program that are all over the United States, and we ask them to go through their bookshelves and take those extra 6 or 7 or 8 Bibles that they'll find laying around their house. And by the way, that's not the Christian home. That's the average home in America. Mm-hmm. So Christian homes usually have more than 6 Bibles sitting on shelf. And we ask them to take those Bibles and those Christian books and box them up, and they can send them to our ministry via media mail. And all of these things that I'm talking about can be found on our website at missioncry.com. But they can box those up and send it via media mail to our ministry headquarters in Michigan. And then from there, we take them and they get and go through a 7-sort process, these Bibles and Christian books. And once they get sorted, they get packaged and boxed and then put on big pallets. And those pallets, then once they total 10 pallets, get put on a sea container. And so the sea containers are similar to what you see on those big ships, where they're those big metal sea containers. Mm-hmm. And so we have those, and we send those around the world to our distribution points and to ministries that can get them released. And then from there, they go and distribute the Word of God for free.
Wow, wow. This is amazing. One of the natural questions people have is, all the Bibles and materials we have on our shelves are in English. Do you limit your sending materials to English-speaking countries, or how do we deal with this issue?
Absolutely, and that's a great question. And on our website, you'll watch, there's an ability for folks to watch an 11-minute short film, and it's the history of our ministry, and it also goes into sending English Bibles and Christian books. You have to remember, through the world wars and recent wars, it's left English behind. As a matter of fact, English is the financial language of the world. And so there are so many countries. As mentioned, we've sent $350 million worth of used Bibles and Christian books to 173 nations. And within those nations, we have sent those to English-speaking people. And so, for instance, you know, we've sent hundreds of millions of dollars around the world of Bibles and Christian books, and one of those places would be Africa. And in Africa, and the Philippines and India and other places, you have people that learn English in school. It's the financial language of the world, and then so they have the ability to read it. And of course, there are some places that don't, but there are far so many that do and are still in a huge desperate need of a Bible. As a matter of fact, when we went to the Philippines, people placed more importance on an English Bible than one that was in their own language for those that spoke English. And so it's just a real blessing to be able to fill that void.
I was reading in 2018 that you actually had shipped some of these containers to Zambia, in Belize, and you wrote that you actually had hundreds of people waiting in lines for hours on end just to receive a Bible.
Yes, this is a great story, great testimony. We had a gentleman that came to the ministry and said, "Hey, would I be able to get a pallet of Bibles and Christian books to go to Belize?" And, you know, I said, "Well, yes, because I know that that's what I can do. That's what our partners can do in the ministry. But let's see what God can do." And so we prayed, and I really felt like, you know, I think that when we're doing things for God, that we should really set goals and have vision that's beyond what we can do, so we know God's in it. And so I said, wouldn't it be great if we could send a free Bible or a Christian book for every single home in the entire country of Belize? Mm. And we definitely couldn't do that in the natural, so God was involved. And I'm happy to report that we sent enough Bibles and Christian books, and they've been distributed for every single home for the entire country of Belize.
Wow. Wow.
In addition to that, regarding the hundreds of people that were waiting in line, we held a crusade, an event that I preached at, and then, of course, we were distributing the Word of God for those folks. And they said, you know, in this area of Belize, if you get 100 people to come, it will be a huge crusade. We had 27 people from the United States that were with us, and they said, you know, if you go to Belize City, you can get thousands of people to show up. And I thought, no, I'm going to stay in the country where or the city where the Lord put on my heart to go, and we're going to hold this crusade. Well, not only did 700 people show up, but the country mm-hmm. of Belize sent the national channel their main TV program, and they broadcast throughout every single home, throughout the entire nation,
wow.
This crusade, and where we preached the gospel. They heard the testimony of our family, heard a message entitled The Author and Finisher of Our Faith, and then literally, and there's video of this that people can find on our website, 700 people standing in line for hours waiting for a Bible or a Christian book.
Friends, in just a short time, we're going to provide you an address. Some of you don't have internet access, or you say, just give us an address. We're going to provide that where you can send in your used Bibles or new Bibles. Sometimes you look at your shelf, you say, I've got four or five new Bibles I've never used before, and you're looking for an outlet to distribute these to get them in the hands of people who are hungry for the Word of God. So be ready to jot down the mailing address. But again, the website is missioncry.com, but we'll be providing you the address here in just a moment. And I think it's also important for us to point out, Jason, that when these items are distributed, you distribute them for free. You don't charge people for these Bibles or these materials, do you?
Nope, absolutely. Everything that we do is free. As a matter of fact, at our headquarters, one of the things that we do is we have a beautiful bookstore where we allow foreign missionaries, pastors, evangelists, or let's just say those that are listening, we're headed to a missions trip. We allow them to come and shop and take $3,000 worth of stuff absolutely free as long as they distribute it for free when they get overseas.
Wow.
And so that's another portion of the ministry that's so great. And, you know, the average income of a majority of these people that we're sending the Word of God to is anywhere from $50 to $150 a month. And so when these preachers come and they're in Chicago or other areas and they drive to our free bookstore and we tell them that they get to take an annual salary of 3 years of free books, many of them cry and are overwhelmed. And so I hope that really impacts your listeners right now, because it is such a huge and such a great need, and we do everything for free. As a matter of fact, we are good ground to seed into, and you can find that on our website in the way that we run our ministry and the way that we distribute the Word of God.
Again, that's missioncry.com. Now, as far as an address, ladies and gentlemen, you can send these Bibles and other materials, and we'll get into some of the other materials in just a moment, but the ministry address is Mission Cry. Mission Cry. That's 200 Free Street, 200 Free Street, Fowlerville, Michigan. Fowl, like a bird, Fowlerville, 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 Michigan, zip code 48836, 48836, and you said that the most economical way for people to send these materials is media mail, is that correct?
Yep, so they can go to their post office and they can take a box of books. It can only be books. For it to go under the media mail rate, and they can send about 25 to 35 Bibles in a box for around $20. And so to put that into perspective, you're talking about $500 worth of Bibles that they can send for $20, and then we'll make sure that those get on a sea container and then send them overseas for free.
Yeah.
Now, another great thing about doing that is people have the opportunity to bring books to us through Bible drives or their churches getting behind this program. And so we have people that come from all over the United States to take a tour of the ministry. I always tell people you can come and take a tour. We have a movie room, so you get to watch the short film of our family's testimony, the history of the ministry, and the tour's free, the movie's free, but the popcorn's $500 a bag. No, not really, but the popcorn's free as well. And it's a really great experience for people to come and see firsthand what God's doing, so they can deliver them. And then also we have a way that if a church, for instance, there's a church in California, Hessel Church, that said, wow, we would love to get our entire church behind this. Mm-hmm. And they ended up collecting a half of a container load, four pallets of Bibles and Christian books. And then we found a trucking company that would go and pick it up for free and deliver it to us.
Wow.
And then we ended up sending that to Zambia. So.
Wow, praise the Lord. So people listening right now could actually start a Bible drive in their church and then work out that collection locally and then get those Bibles and books to you.
Absolutely. And for those that are listening, whether you're on a missions committee or associate pastor or a pastor, this is really important, because outside of it being important because it's the Word of God and people need it, this is a great way for you to get your church involved in missions and understanding the importance of missions and giving. We've had multiple reports of churches around the United States saying that once they got behind this Bible drive, you know, we know that the percentages of people that are actually giving that are attending church, and they're very, very low. And it is getting people to understand the importance of giving by giving a Bible. And then we've had some places that do a Bible and a book. And once people saw and have seen the impact around the world of follow-up video and testimonials, we've heard from pastors saying that it's got our congregation living and giving as they should. And so it's an easy way to make an impact. And, you know, as we read in the Bible, God says the only thing, and while social programs are good, while shoe ministries and food and medicine are important, God says that His Word is the only thing that doesn't return void.
Amen.
And so you are giving somebody the only thing ever created or made that doesn't return void, and it's the Word of God.
Wow.
I always tell people that they're giving somebody the opportunity that somebody once gave me. You know, I didn't grow up in church, and I got saved in the Marine Corps, which is ironic. Most people get unsaved. I'm being funny, but most people pull away from their faith if they're saved when they go to the Marine Corps. But I actually got saved in the Marine Corps, and I can only imagine that if I would have, as I did, call on the Lord and confess the Lord, what would have happened if I didn't actually have the Word of God to know what God had to say about the rest of the situation when our kids were diagnosed with lupus and brain tumors and supposed to be born disfigured and all of the other attacks that happened in our life. And so all of those answers are there, and it also teaches you how to respond in those times.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with the address again, as well as not only Bibles, but other materials that they are collecting as well. So have handy that sheet of paper. You can jot down this information, and maybe you want to start such a drive in your church, or you're just looking at your shelves and said, hey, I've got enough here to send a box, and I'm going to do it. So we'll be back in just one more minute. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
Attacks continue against the Bible. Some accuse the Bible of not being historically accurate. Some insist it's a book written by man filled with error. But did you know that archaeology continues to confirm what's written in Scripture? In the fully illustrated hardcover book, Evidence for the Bible, you are introduced to the world of biblical archaeology. Using full-color pictures and an easily read format, you will see that what has been dug up from the earth confirms the places and events from Scripture. Rulers and kings are documented, battles and their outcomes are confirmed, and details of prophetic utterances are precisely what are known to have happened. This book takes you on a fascinating journey during which the traveler never knows what may turn up with the next trial. It's hard to put this book down as one captivating page leads to another. Evidence for the Bible is available for a donation of $30. Call VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
Friends, I trust today's program is a blessing to you because we've had many calls through the years or questions. What can we do with our used Bibles? We don't want to throw them away, but folks, today is a way for you to send them and get them in the hands of people all around the world. Again, the address is Mission Cry, 200 Free Street. 200 Free Street. They give them away for free as well. 200 Free Street, and that's Fowlerville, Michigan. Fowlerville. Fowlerville, Michigan, 48836. Now, we'll be sure to post this on our website with our write-up for today's program as well. Mission Cry, 200 Free Street, Fowlerville, Michigan, 48836. If you miss that, you can look it up online as well, missioncry.com. Now, beside, and by the way, folks, we're talking to Jason Wolford, who is the executive director of Mission Cry, Christian Resources International. Besides Bible, there is actually need for other kinds of Christian books that you're looking for as well. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. One of the biggest needs that we have are Bibles, and then, of course, seminary materials. In other words, Bible commentaries and study Bibles and Bible dictionaries, etc. As we send God's Word around the world, we send them in sea containers, and we send Bible, seminary, and then Christian library books. In other words, books that you'd find Christian books at a Christian bookstore. And in addition, we'll send some Christian education materials, Sunday school materials as well. But the biggest need that we have right now are Bibles and seminary materials. You know, I was once asked, why send Christian books? Because there's so many different, denominations, et cetera, et cetera. And, I remember reading about an 11-year-old boy who was raised by his mother as a Christian. And she died, and he went to live with his dad, who was not a good man, who served in the Navy. And this young boy at 11 would turn his back on God and grow up to say that it was his idea and goal to mislead and basically do wrong to every person that he ever came into contact with. And he would go on to join the Navy, get kicked out of the Navy, be on a slave ship, run a slave ship, and do horrific things physically, emotionally to slaves. But one night, sitting on that boat, he opened up a Christian book in the middle of a storm and began to read the testimony of a man, a story in a Christian book, and he gave his life to the Lord. And then, of course, he went on to pen Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. And so there's power in a testimonial as well.
Indeed. And you're finding that it's not only individuals receiving these books, but you're actually equipping Bible colleges and seminaries.
Yes, when we send a container, it has nearly $500,000 worth of Bibles or Christian books in it. And from there, we put books in there for a person that's not saved, the one who's saved, the one who is a pastor, to one who's wanting to go to seminary. And so really, we're meeting someone in their need at all levels on sending those sea containers.
Now, you talk about these sea containers. How much do they hold? And it must cost a fortune to send these things.
Yep, so to send a sea container, it costs around $10,000 for us to send a sea container. And while that sounds like a lot, you can imagine within that sea container, there's almost 30,000 Bibles and Christian books in there. And so it has a used book value of nearly $500,000.
Wow.
And so when we send that container overseas, a majority of the places that we send to, people can't buy a Bible or a Christian book. But if they were, they would have to find something for 30 cents, which they could not buy or get. And so we're giving that away for absolutely free. And so those that are listening, we're good ground to seed into. One of our givers had mentioned that it was the best bang for his buck, so to speak, because he knew that for every dollar that he donated, it was getting basically three Bibles in the hands of somebody overseas.
Wow. And I understand that even secular public libraries have included some of the Bibles and books you've delivered overseas.
Yes, absolutely. So in a lot of places such as Micronesia and Philippines and Africa and other places that we've sent to, of those 173 nations, we've had public libraries not have enough Bibles or enough books, I should say, to be a public library. So they've taken the resources that people like that are listening have sent to us and that we've sent overseas and completed their libraries. So secular libraries have Bibles and Christian books. And so while our libraries in the United States are taking them off the shelf, countries around the world are adding them too.
Okay, again, folks, Bibles are in great need, as well as especially things for their college and seminary studies. What does that include? That's like church history books. That's like commentaries, Bible concordances, discipleship materials, theology books, Bible doctrine books. These are the types of things that are a special need as well that they have to equip. Many times pastors are equipped. They have pastors at churches that don't have the resources by any means like pastors here in the States have. And some of you look at your shelves. How long has it been since you've opened some of those commentaries or concordances? Many of you today are just going online. You need to find a Bible verse. You go online quickly and find it. And you've got a concordance sitting on your shelf. And you say, hey, I could put that into use into somebody's hands that could make use of it. And again, the ministry address is Mission Cry, 200 Free Street, and that's Fowlerville, Michigan, 48836. We'd like to open our phone lines. Maybe you've got some questions pertaining to our topic today. Our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Now, Jason, do you accept other languages other than English or only English?
Absolutely. We do accept other languages, but we found that a majority of the things that are sitting on people's shelf are English. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's a great need, but we have a huge need of Spanish right now as well, because really some of the areas that we can't send very much English to is South America and then Eastern Europe area, like Russia and Poland and areas like that. But Spanish is a huge need for us right now.
Okay, so Spanish Bibles and materials, friends, are ones that you could utilize here as well. Certainly your English Bibles and English Christian books as well can be included in that shipment. Again, our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. And just before we pick up our first call, are you targeting a certain country right now with a container, or what is your plan at this point?
Yes, one of the things that we have are distribution points, and we have one in Ghana, and we have one in Kenya, and one in the Philippines, and then down in Belize as well. And so what that means is that we have places that we know that we can send to, and then they will house some of that material, so that when we get thousands of requests that we do a week, we can point them towards those areas. And so we have a container that's headed to Ghana. We have one that's headed to Kenya, and another one to Belize here in the next few months. And so we could really utilize those materials. And then also, for those that are listening, not only the Bibles and Christian books, but the financial support monthly so that we can send those containers overseas.
Let's go to Judy, who's calling from Ohio. Hi, Judy. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm curious if they have any need for child evangelism fellowship materials, for old Sunday school materials, for old hymn books.
Okay. Hymn books, child evangelism fellowship materials, need for those, Jason?
You know, we do have a need for the child evangelism materials. Again, our main push for this is Bibles and seminary materials, but we do take those. Hymnals is very few and far between now that we're getting requests for those from overseas. And so not so much hymnals, but yes, the other materials we definitely can take. I sure appreciate you, Judy.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Let's go to another Judy, this one calling from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi, I am interested. I have a friend who just gave me a whole box full of daily devotional guides or the daily bread. Would they be able to use those little books?
Yes, absolutely. We can use some of those as they're very, very powerful in a sense. We had a pastor that wrote our ministry and said that he had preached out of a daily bread for 3 months. One daily bread he was using because he didn't have a Bible.
Wow.
And so I hope the underlining theme there is that we need to get Bibles and Christian books to these guys. But also we can take those materials and send them, and we also use them as filler for the other books that go. So, yes, absolutely.
Thank you, Judy.
And I had another question. You had said that you take the books to the post office, and what is media mail to send it out?
Yeah, that's a rate class of mail, like first class or parcel post, those types. So if you go to your counter at your post office and just say, I'd like to send this media mail, these are books inside, and it's a lower rate of postage.
Okay, and do you put it in your own box, or do they supply a box?
You put it in your own box.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and God bless you for the work that you're doing.
Thank you for the call.
God bless you.
Let's go to Juanita calling from Lubbock, Texas. Hi, Juanita. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
I want to ask a question. There's lots of Bibles that aren't very good nowadays. And does he accept those also?
Okay.
Yes. I've got some I don't know how to get rid of. But I don't want to just push them off on someone else if they can't use them.
Okay.
And if you're referring to Bibles that are missing a page or, they got a bent page or, a tear or something like that, we definitely can use those. But where our goal is to send a Bible that somebody can use and would want to have, mm-hmm. Probably much like people here, that if we can't use it, if the binding's broken and things like that, we really don't take those. I hope that answers your question.
Mm-hmm.
But I have another question.
Mm-hmm.
This is not those kind of Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
It's the new Bibles that are coming out.
Oh, like paraphrases?
Yes, and it's all man's opinion.
Yes, so I'll answer that question. The answer is this. A majority of Americans, and I don't know specifically what Bibles you're talking about, but I'm just answering this generically. The average person in America reads at a sixth grade level. And so then you take that overseas where someone is speaking multiple languages. I don't have a problem sending, for instance, there are some folks that are, King James only people, and we send King James, New King James, New Amplified Study Bible. My goal is that we send a Bible to someone who will read it and that will understand that their only way to heaven, the only way to our Father in heaven, is through the blood of Jesus Christ and accepting him as our Lord and Savior. And then I will let God and them figure out the rest of that. But that's our main goal, and somebody getting the Word of God so that they can understand how to make it in life's battles. For instance, I was praying once, and I said, Lord, how come so many people are being defeated before their time? And I saw people, as it relates in the Bible in Ephesians, where it says, put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the gospel shoes of peace. But God says, above all, taking up the shield of faith and the sword, which we know is the word of God.
Mm.
Yes.
Thank you, Juanita, for the call. We are just seconds from the break, and we'll take more of your calls right after the break here today on Crosstalk. Again, the address is Mission Cry, 200 Free Street, Fowlerville, Michigan, 48836, and their website, missioncry.com. We'll be back in just 1 minute here on Crosstalk on the VCY American Network, and take more of your calls, your questions, as it pertains to their ministry of sending Bibles around the world, and certainly also the seminary studies, college-related books, and books for pastors, commentaries and concordances, and theology books as well. Back in just a minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. One survey after another is showing that young people today want to live under socialism. The question is why? One of the reasons is a lack of education. They have not been taught what socialism really is and how it will really end. History is littered with the philosophies of Karl Marx, i.e. socialism, being worked out. It always ends badly. And yet, many have never been taught this. What they've been given is a lot of lofty platitudes, common good, social justice, shared community. They don't understand the evils of socialism, communism, fascism, Marxism. Ronald Reagan, in his farewell address, pleaded with Americans to preserve America through an informed patriotism. Our young people need that, and it includes Economics 101.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Jason Wolford is our guest here today. Maybe you'd like to start a Bible drive in your church, or you look at the Bibles on your shelf that you can send that they can certainly put into the work of the ministry. God's word will not return unto him void, will accomplish that which he pleases. Let's go next to Iowa, and we have Woody calling in. Woody, you're on the air.
Thank you. I have received through the years a number of Bibles that came from deceased family members, and some of these Bibles are probably 100 or in excess of 100 years old. Mm. How old of a Bibles and how fragile can you handle and would be good for your ministry?
Thank you, Woody.
Yes, thank you. As long as they're in good shape, we can pack them and we can get them overseas, and so it really doesn't matter size or age, just the matter of the condition of it, as long as it's in good shape.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, God bless you. Thank you.
Lois is calling from Grand Junction, Colorado. You're on the air.
Hi, I have a question. I was just wondering if you can take Bibles that have notes written in them by the person who owned them?
Absolutely, we sure can, and that's also a good thing to mention, that we do the best of our ability if there's any personal information to make sure that that information is taken out of the Bible. But yes, notes are great. A lot of people that receive them love them because it's like a little extra commentary for them.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you for your call. Mm-hmm. We have another call from Colorado, and Leanne, you're on the air.
Yes.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Years ago, I had the opportunity to speak.
Leanne, I need to have you turn the radio down, please, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. That way we don't get the feedback. Go ahead.
Okay. Several years ago, I had the opportunity to teach on an island called Pamete in Micronesia. And I will tell you, even the elementary school students value part of the Bible, even if it's just in New Testament or, few chapters of Psalms and Proverbs. Those Bibles are of such a value that this is just an amazing work. Mm-hmm. And I just want to encourage anyone who has a Bible to send it. And to thank you for what you do.
Thank you, Leanne.
Thank you.
Appreciate that call. Let me ask you this, Jason. Can you share with us some testimonies of how you have seen these materials after they get into the hands of pastors or individuals, how that's impacted them?
Absolutely. When we see people who write back and tell us, for instance, one lady wrote us back from Africa telling us that she cried literally for 15 minutes straight because she had been praying her whole life to be able to just have her own Bible, and she was just beside herself thanking us and listeners and people that are a part of our ministry that she got her very own Bible. We've had countless testimonials of children getting Bibles, and one of the ones that probably impacted me the most is a story of Johnny from Haiti. And on our Mission Cry magazine that people can call our ministry and get on the mailing list for, on the cover of that, we have a boy from Haiti, and we've used that for years. And then December came, and we got a letter from a lady that said, I just want to let you know the boy on your magazine that you've been using, his name is John, and he's from Haiti. In 2010, your ministry supplied all the Bibles and Christian books for our missions trip there. Johnny got saved at 13 years old, gave his life to the Lord, and he went throughout his village being an evangelist, handing out God's word. And she said just a few months later, the 2010 earthquake came and the building collapsed and killed him, but it was not before him getting saved and having his own Bible and giving other people the Bible. And so there's so many of those testimonials. One last quick one is TL from India, who has been abused, imprisoned, you name it, for distributing the Word of God. He came to our ministry 2 years ago and said, could I get a few boxes of Bibles?
He said, because I'm looking forward to getting beat up again for giving the Word of God.
Oh,
I said, well, let's really get you beat up. We gave $500,000 worth of Bibles and Christian books, and he's distributed those all throughout India and northern India.
Praise the Lord. Well, friends, we're going to give you the address and a phone number and website here in just a moment for the ministry. Let's see if we can sneak in the last couple calls. Partyville, Wisconsin. Gloria, you're on the air.
Hi. Say, I have a complete set of Charles Spurgeon's and Martin Luther's sermons. I wonder if you'd be able to use those.
Absolutely. Would love them and in great need of those.
Fantastic. They're in excellent shape. I'll try to get those off to you.
Great. Thank you. And finally, in Arizona, and Lee, you're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to say that the Lord is just always right on time. I have a bookshelf here, and I was just thinking, of course, I don't want to get rid of all these great-looking, you know, great. I have commentaries, I have great Bibles, Christian literature, like the Gospel According to Jesus, I think that's by John MacArthur. I just have some great books here, and I was just thinking, I need to, I'm not probably going to look at many of them. I have my favorites, but so I'm just thankful today for the show. It's right on time. The testimony was encouraging, and I'm excited about getting over there and getting that media mailbox together, and I love the name of that street, Free Street.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for your call. And yes, just use any box you have at home, any box you have, and package them up. You take them to the post office and send them media mail. Just say, I need, these are only books, I'm sending them media mail. Let me quickly give you the website, the address, the phone number, missioncry.com. Missioncry.com is a website. It's Mission Cry 200 Free Street. 200 Free Street, Fowlerville, Michigan. Fowlerville, Michigan, Fowlerville, Michigan, 48836. Their phone number, 517-223-3193. We've got about 30 seconds. What do you want to leave with the listeners here, Jason?
I just want to challenge you to truly get behind God's Word. And as you live and give to God, I know that He will meet every single need that you have. My prayer always for those that are involved in our ministry is that as they honor God, living and giving to Him, that He will bless them in the spiritual, physical, and financial realms of their life, and that He will meet every need that they have. And for those that are listening, I pray that as you partner with our ministry, I pray that every person in your home that has yet to call on the name of Jesus or those that have strayed from Him, that they will be surrounded by believers on every side and they'll be reminded of God's goodness and His grace.
Amen. Jason, thank you so much for sharing your ministry with our listeners today and for doing what you're doing to get the Word of God out to a world in need.
And thank you to you as well. God bless you, brother.
Our guest here today, Jason Wolford, Executive Director of Mission Cry, Christian Resources International. Again, you can check him out at missioncry.com and pray that the Bibles you send will impact a life for Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Take Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.